Gusto mo bang magkaroon ng negosyo o makapagmay-ari ng mga biggest brands and companies in the Philippines like Jollibee, BDO, BPI, Pure Gold, Ayala Land Shakeys at marami pang iba? Gusto mo bang malaman at magkaroon ng access sa investment na may unmatched potential pagdating sa investment performance in the long term? If your answer is yes, then stock market investing is for you. At para malaman kung paano makakasali sa opportunity na to, watch until the very end of this video. Hello mga ka-RFF, this is Morgan De Guzman of Ramber Financials. Today's video is packed with learnings and insights na siguradong makakatulong sa'yo and sa iyong financial future. Gaya ng sabi ko kanina, there is a way for us ordinary Filipinos na makapagmay-ari at maging part owner ng mga pinakamalalaking kumpanya dito sa ating bansa kagaya ng Jollibee, Globe, Ayala, Meralco, GMA, BDO, Pure Gold, SM at marami pang iba. Hindi mo na kailangang maging si Jaime Zobel de Ayala, si John Gokong Wei, Lucio Tan o Henry C. para magkaroon ng mga negosyong katulad ng sa kanila. Pwede ka nang maging part owner ng mga negosyo na to sa pamamagitan ng pagsali at pag-invest sa stocks through stock market investing. Nabanggit din ng aming chairman na si Mr. Rex Mendoza in one of our YouTube videos about stock market concepts na compared sa ibang types of investment, the stock market investing can provide the unmatched investment performance in the long term.
The stock market, stocks as an investment in general, can be the number one asset class when it comes to growth over the long term. Yan pong masasabi ko directly. It can be the number one asset class over a long period of time. Kaya po, kung tama lang ang disposition nyo, tama ang attitude nyo at ready kayo for the long haul, stocks would be a go-to investment for long-term growth.
If you want to learn more about the Philippine stock market terminologies and concepts, you can watch the full video in the link in the description below. Ngunit bago ang lahat, ano ba ang tinatawag na stock at stock market? Maaring narinig na natin ang mga salitang ito at kung paano tayo kikita dito. Ba't alam ba natin talaga ang ibig sabihin nito on pure definition basis? Una, ano ang stocks? Ang stocks ang pinakamaliit na unit ng pagmamay-ari ng isang negosyo or corporation. Kadalasan na nag-i-issue o nagbebenta ng stocks ang isang kumpanya sa public through initial public offering or IPO upang mas mapalawak at mapalago pa ang kumpanya. Halimbawa, ikaw ay isang business owner at gusto mong mag-expand ng negosyo mo. Pwede kang mag-list ng mga shares ng iyong kumpanya at magkakaroon sila ng part ownership and shares sa potential future earnings and valuation ng negosyo o ng corporation. Kaya kung ikaw ay bumibili ng stocks ng Jollibee or SM, ikaw ay bumibili ng portions at ikaw ay magkakaroon ng part ownership ng mga ito. Ngayon, ano naman ang stock exchange? The stock exchange is a centralized marketplace where investors buy and sell shares on a daily basis during business days. It's where company shares are introduced through initial public offerings and then traded and listed. In the Philippines, we have the Philippine Stock Exchange, or also known as the PSE. It is located at BGC Taguig, and it was formed in 1995 by merging the Manila Stock Exchange and Makati Stock Exchange. Ang mga investors and prospective buyers ng stocks ay maaaring magkaroon ng access at mag-invest sa mga stocks listed in the Philippine Stock Exchange with the help of brokers. By opening an account with a broker, you will now have access to the stocks of the biggest and most prominent companies in the country and be part of their growth and success. And with Ramber Financials, our official stock trading partners, MyTrade by Abacus Securities and UTrade by Unicapital Securities, we can also handhold and guide you in investing in the stock market. If you want to know more, kindly click the link below in the description box and the pinned comments. Ngayon, ano naman ang benefit na matatanggap mo once na maging bona fide shareholder ka ng isang listed company sa stock exchange? Unang-una, dahil isa kang part owner ng company, you have the right to vote on the most important matters and decisions of the company. Ang iyong voting power is proportional to the percentage of the shares you hold. May right ka din na makita ang performance, reports, and financials ng company dahil required sila ng SEC at PSE to publish all material information to the public. Pangalawa, you have the ticket to capital appreciation of the company. Dahil isa kang part owner, kasali ka sa paglago ng company through the years. Habang hawak mo ang isang stock, di ba? One example dito is our very own boss Rex Mendoza na nakabili siya ng shares ng PLDT many, many years ago for only 3 pesos per share. Ngayon, alam nyo ba kung magkano na ang PLDT shares? It is now priced at around 1,200 to 1,300 pesos per share.
Definitely, most of the money that I got, stock market.
For long term. Wow. I remembered from one of your stories, you bought PLDT. Then yes. It dropped. Can you tell people more about that?
When I bought PLDT, you know, that was when Aquino got shot, right? It started at 1150. I was starting to invest at 1150. Dropped to 650. Dropped to 350. But my context then was PLDT, a well-managed company. It's a monopoly. You need a phone, you need to line up. They give you a line, may party line ka pa. Right? That was how dominant it was.
Okay.
So I felt as soon as the economy turns around, PLDT will fly. And sure enough, from 350, it became 1,000.
Sipin niyo yun, kasali ka sa pag-grow ng isang kumpanya and its successes simply by buying and holding its stock for the long run. Pangatlo, as a stockholder, you're also entitled to earn dividends na ini-issue ng mga company. Many companies listed in the Philippine Stock Exchange, especially yung mga members ng PSEI or yung top 30 listed companies, they issue dividends on a regular basis, either in form of cash or stock dividends. Companies in utilities, media, mining, conglomerates, and properties like PLDT, Semirara, DMCI, and LT Group, they regularly issue dividends to its investors. Also, kasama din sa stock exchange ang mga real estate investment trust or REITs na sumikat dahil sa consistent dividend income na binibigay nito sa mga investors, providing regular cash flow. REITs gives ordinary Filipinos the earnings potential of real estate properties like having commercial buildings, office spaces, and malls without really owning pieces of real estate. Required ng batas at regulations ang mga REITs to issue 90% of their earnings as dividends sa kanilang investors. Examples of REITs are A-REITs of Ayala Land, M-REIT of Mega World, PhilREIT ng PhilInvest, and C-REIT ng CityCorp Renewable Energy Corporation. For more information about dividend stocks and investment, you may also watch our video about dividend income, which we link also in the description box below. So now na decided ka na na makasali at mag-invest sa stock exchange, ano ang dapat mong gawin? We have outlined an easy guide for you mga ka-RFF. Number one, kailangan lang nating mag-aral. Siyempre, alamin muna nating mabuti kung para sa'yo ba talaga ang stock market investing. Keep in mind na pang long term ito and it will take many, many years or decades for you to successfully build a stock market portfolio to fulfill your financial dreams. Pero ingat lang din mga ka-RFF, maraming napapasok o nalulugi sa stock market dahil sa paghahabol ng mga trending at hype stocks na sumisikat dahil lang sa market emotion and sentiment. Sabi nga ng famous investor na si Mr. Warren Buffett, the stock market is a device of transferring money from the impatient to the patient. Kaya dapat aralin nating mabuti ang stock market basics, ang fundamental analysis of evaluating companies, at ang proper strategies on how to successfully navigate the stock market. Kami po dito sa Ramper Financials ay makakatulong sa inyo sa pamamagitan ng proper market education and learnings together with our trusted partners, MyTrade and UTrade. Step number 2 is to create a stock trading account. With the help of the modern technology, ngayon ay madali nang makapaggawa at makapag-invest dahil meron ng mga maaasahan na online investment platforms like MyTrade and UTrade, which gives us access to the stock market and syempre, very, very affordable din yan. You can open an account online at kailangan lang natin ng mga requirements na ito. Unang-una, kailangan natin ng 2 valid government IDs. Kailangan meron tayong bank account we have to provide our bank account name and our bank account number. And number three, kailangan natin ng billing statement such as electric billing statement, water, or credit card. Alam nyo ba, mga KRFF trivia, many years ago, decades ago, kailangan natin ng malaking capital para makapag-open ng account sa stock market. Pero ngayon, 10,000 pesos na lang ang kailangan natin para makapagsimula. Minsan mas mababa pa yan kapag may mga ongoing promotions ang ating mga partners. So make sure to tune in and take advantage of it. Step number 3, kapag nakapagawa ka na ng account at meron ka na ring buying power, pwede ka na ngayong mamili at mag-invest sa mga stocks na gusto mo. Ngayon, isa pang katanungan. Paano naman kung hindi mo alam o hindi ka sure sa mga stocks na bibilin mo? The good news is, our stock trading partners, MyTrade and UTrade, and their experienced analysts and researchers, they are giving regular stock recommendations and strategies kung saan ay makakuha tayo ng ideas at actionable game plan to get started. Step 4 is to invest regularly. Remember na ang investing ay hindi one time big time. Dapat tayo ay disciplined at consistent sa pag-iinvest. Parang pag-iipon at pagtatanim yan, it will require constant care and commitment para ito ay lumago at magbunga para sa ating mga long-term financial goals. Just a reminder, tandaan natin na ang pag-iinvest sa stock market ay may mga risk involved at mahalagang alamin natin ang mga ito bago tayo pumasok. Alam natin na the stock market can be very volatile. Pag nag-invest tayo dito, ang mga presyo ay tumataas, bumababa yan. At kung hindi tayo mag-iingat at hindi tayo disiplinado, maring mabawasan o malugi ang ating mga investment. That's why it's very important to talk to a financial advisor para malaman natin ang mga best practices and how much to allot in stock market investing. So bago tayo magsimula mag-invest sa stock market, mahalaga din na meron tayong stable financial foundation bago tayo magsimula dito. Dapat meron tayong emergency fund, meron tayong savings, healthcare protection, and life insurance coverage before investing para pag nangailangan tayo, hindi tayo magwi-withdraw dito sa ating stock market portfolio. We here at Rambler Financials and our trusted stock trading partners, MyTrade by Abacus Securities, UTrade by UniCapital Securities, are committed to guide you in achieving your financial goals sa pamamagitan ng mga educational videos and materials and also the best options for you to get started. With Rambler, we help you to take your simple steps to wealth creation towards the fulfillment of your life's goals and dreams. Kayo mga KRFF, interesado ba kayong mag-invest sa stock market? If yes, saan mga companies kayo interesadong mag-invest? Can you list down in the comment section your favorite stocks of choice? Let's share, discuss, and exchange ideas. And should you have any questions or any reactions regarding these videos, kindly post in the comment section below. We want to hear from you mga KRFF. Feel free also to like and share this video to your family and friends. The more people who know, the more that we could help others as well. And if hindi ka pa nakaka-subscribe sa aming YouTube channel, please do so para updated kayo sa aming mga latest videos na inilalabas namin. Again, this is Morgan De Guzman and thank you very much for watching and see you in our next video. Take care and God bless mga KRFF.